Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our final reading of our ajza from the Quran Juz a Day. Now we're looking at Juz 30 of the Quran. We're going to try and get this done in half an hour. Inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to do so. The surah, the juz starts. I think what we'll do, we'll just go through each surah and we'll just stick to the main themes that are covered within the surah. And the main theme of the first surah is the Day of Judgment. It talks about this Naba'il Azim, this magnificent news that's come, that's been brought forward. What is the great news? The news is the Day of Judgment that people are disputing about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, soon you shall really know. You shall know what it is. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes the power of resurrection by saying, look, did we not create the earth and spread and the mountains and all of these incredible blessings we gave you, and lanterns and lights and the heavens, the earth, all of this stuff? The judgment will be blown. The trumpet will be blown, everybody will come and the skies will be ripped open and everything as you know it will not be as it is anymore. And then people will enter the fire. There'll be an incredible punishment of the fire. And there is no safety from it except who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained. Everything you've ever done will be in the Book of Judgment. Only the people of goodness will have safety on that day and the people of evil will be doomed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then just affirms the fact that ultimately the day is His. Nobody can say anything. It's His angels. It's His Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. He's going to speak. And only that person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given permission to speak. It's a day of truth. And ultimately Allah is warning you about the punishment. And on that day there will be an immense regret that people will wish that we were just dust and never existed. Okay, next. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts Surah Nazihat with this discussion of the angels and their various duties and their roles. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the Day of Judgment, the tarjuf al-rajifa, tatba'uha al-radifa, the shaking and the quaking and all of that that will come with the Day of Judgment, the awe of the hearts, and how people weren't ready to accept that they were going to come back, but ultimately they were always going to come back. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after affirming resurrection, brings up the discussion about Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he's told to go to Pharaoh because he has committed immense transgression, and he goes to Pharaoh and he speaks to Fir'aun and he shows him the signs. And Fir'aun rejects all the signs and ultimately claims to be the God of all people. And this is all a lie. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this is all ibrah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him for his discretion, indiscretion, for his digression. Allahu alam. Anyways, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the power to bring back all of creation. That He's the one who created all of the heavens and the mountains and the earth and all of these things, mata'an lakum wa li'an'amikum, as a source of use for you and your crops. Ultimately, the Day of Judgment is inevitably going to come. The Jahannam will be there, Jannah will be there. The person who fears, though standing in front of his Lord, prohibits himself from following desires, he will have the garden. And those who don't do this will have the hellfire. And there is no... the Day of Judgment is inevitable. When it comes, you'll think of this world of dunya as nothing except a morning or a day that you spent. Next is Surah Abasa. Abasa is referring to the frowning of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was approached by Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktum. You can read about this story in the books of Sirah. This is not considered. This is a censure by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is not a sin that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam committed because he is infallible, and the ulama have lengthy explanations about this. But he was being talking to the aristocrats of Mecca. Abdullah ibn Maktum came, didn't know, obviously because he was blind, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam frowned, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to him in the most loving way to talk to him about how the frown maybe shouldn't have been done. And may Allah send abundant salutations and blessings upon him in every moment of existence, as many leaves as there are on trees, and as many trees as there are in forests, and as many drops of water as there are in the sea. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is all a reminder, that this is the Quran. He talks about the honor of the Quran, the prestige of the Quran, about how the people who reject the message, and I think this is speaking about a very specific person, they are all going to be doomed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did all of this for them, that He created them and brought them up and nurtured them and gave them everything they have. Look at the food they have, look at the water that we give them, look at the crops, look at all of this. Ultimately, all of it's for you. When the Day of Judgment comes, you won't be able to run away. You'll run away from your own family members because you'll realize that they're going to come looking for their deeds. Everybody's in a state of shock. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, the believers are smiling and the disbelievers are in a state of complete and utter anxiety, worry and depression. Next is Surah Al-Takwir. This Surah Takwir, Surah Infitar, Surah Inshiqaq. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever wishes to see the Day of Judgment take place in front of his eyes, read these surahs. What do we know about these surahs? إذا الشمس كبرت, about the wrapping up of the sun itself and all the ways that the creation will be turned upside down, and the moon and the, sorry not the moon, the stars and the mountains and all of the animals and all of the wild animals will just be walking along together with no worry about anybody eating anybody else. The orphan girl will be raised, the girl, sorry, killed for the victim of female infanticide will come to life and ask, why is it that all of this happened? And all of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about is a precursor to Day of Judgment, where all every soul will know what it has presented. And then Allah swears by the various stars, and he swears by the night and the day. And then he says that this is the word of Allah, this is the noble prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, who brought this message. He just reiterates the power of the Qur'an, the necessity of the Qur'an, the authenticity of the Qur'an. And then ask, where are you going? This is just a reminder. You have to just be people who stand firm. And then next surah, Surah Infitar, again, very similar themes, Day of Judgment, the sky being split open, the stars, the seas, the graves. Every soul will know that at that point what it has presented. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, what is it that has deluded you from your generous Lord? That the man is in a state of incredible delusion in spite of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him and fashioned him and perfected him and created him in the best of forms, and they reject the Day of Judgment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, there are some people, they have goodness, and there are some people that will have nothing but evil, the fire of hell, and they will be burning in the fire of hell on the Day of Judgment, and there is no way for them to escape from that. There is no escape from the fire of hell. وَمَا هُمْ عَنْهَا بِغَائِبِينَ. What is the Day of Judgment? What is the Day of Judgment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's a day where nobody has anything for anybody else. All of the power, the affair, the authority, the prestige and sovereignty belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. Next surah, Surah Mutaffifin, Makki, touches on a social issue. The social issue is financial corruption, that people who do dealings and they use different scales. It's just, you can use it, you can sort of understand this in a broader sense or in a more specific sense. But generally, it's just this idea that you have different scales of judgment, different scales of business for certain people and different scales of business for other people. And when it comes to your own benefit, you come with different scales. When it comes to your own loss, you come with different scales. And these are the mutaffifin. And some say this surah, even though it says Makki, this has some Medina about it, because it's referring to the Jews of Medina who would carry out these very unfair business transactions and exploit the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this cannot happen. Because why? It breaks the balance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why do they do this? Because they feel like the Day of Judgment is never going to happen. The day where people will have to stand in front of their Lord. And the books of the Fujjar will be in Sijjin, preserved and protected in this prison, and they will be unveiled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers and the rejection of the Day of Judgment. When the verses are recited, they say, these are just fables and tales. Their hearts have become rusty from all of their rejection, from all of the evil that they've done. They will be veiled from Allah. This is a punishment. They're not going to get to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they will, when they entered into the punishment, they'll be told, this is what you rejected. And the believers, their book will be in the Illiyin, in this incredible noble place from the places of paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect their book, and it will be guarded, and they'll be placed in bliss. Just looking, watching, their faces shining. Everything is just so beautiful. Drinking and eating and just having the absolute best time. And they will be laughing. At the moment now, the disbelievers laugh at the believers. This is the way that the mushrikeen mock them, and they make gazes, and the way they look and do all these things. Ultimately, the tables will be turned. At the end, فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ. The disbelievers will be laughed at by the believers. The believers will be sat reclining, watching. And the disbelievers will be given punishment for all that they did. Next surah, Surah Inshiqaq. Again, very similar themes. It's the idea of the Day of Judgment, that the sky is split open, and rightly so, and all of this. And then it talks about the ingratitude, and that the man is completely and utterly working so hard that he will inevitably, all of this work, he will meet his Lord. If he gets the book in the right hand, then he'll be given this easy accounting. And then he will return to his family in a state of complete and utter joy. And if he receives his book behind his back, which basically means his left hand, but the left hand is chained behind the back, he will call for destruction. And he'll be entered into the fire. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَلَّا يَحُولَ. This is how he was in the dunya. He thought everything was going to be okay. Nothing to worry about. It's all bliss and jokes and having a laugh. And ultimately, he's just being punished for all of this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes these oaths that they don't even prostrate to Allah when the verses are recited to them. They reject everything. They will give them glad tidings of a painful punishment, except for those who believe and do good actions. They will be given this unrequited and unparalleled reward. Okay, next surah is Suratul Buruj. Okay, so we've done the first slide. Surat al-Buruj is this idea of the constellations, the skies with their constellations, and the Day of Judgment, and the witnesser, and the one who is witness. Qutila ashab al-Ukhdud, the people of the trenches were killed. Well, who are the people of the trenches? Very briefly, these are people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the boy who came. There's actually a movie that's been made about his life called The Boy and the King that people can watch. This is in reference to that account. They were then set on fire, and they were given this very painful punishment. And then the woman whose baby speaks and tells her to jump in, because this is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers these people. He went through immense tribulation. Sometimes you forget the Meccan Quran is not just damnation for the evildoers and the mushrikeen, but is also a source of glad tidings and for the people of tribulation who are going through the punishment and torture of the mushrikeen of Mecca. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms his own power and his own authority, and how the evildoers will be entered. Those who do evil to the believers and the believing men and the believing women don't have a tawbah, they will be entered into the fire. Those who do good actions, they will be entered into the garden of paradise. And the power of Allah is immensely severe. He creates, he resurrects. Everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them of Pharaoh and the Thamud. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us once again, the Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is in the Lawh Mahfuz. Okay, next, Surah Tariq. Okay, Surah Tariq. Surah Tariq is speaking about the star, the guiding star, the bright star. And so it has a discussion on the stars. It talks about the human being. It talks about the fact that the human being doesn't know from what he's been created, and essentially that is what he doesn't remember, which is the fluid that comes out between the back and the upper part of the chest. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring everything back, and everything will be unveiled on that day, and nobody will be able to protect anybody else, and that's the final decision that will be made. But the kuffar have been given this muhla, or are instructed to be given this respite until the Day of Judgment takes place. Then you have Surah Al-A'la. Surah Al-A'la speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the highest and the most elevated Lord, Jalla fil 'Ula. And it speaks about all of these, speaks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, that he knows everything, he has power over all things, to give reminders, because reminders benefit those that have consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the eternity of the Day of Judgment, and ultimately the people prefer the Day of Judgment, but the Akhirah is that which is deserving to be preferred, and this has come in the earlier scriptures and the earlier revelations as well. Next, Surah Ghashiyah. Ghashiyah is this idea of the overarching, the veiling day where that will encompass everything, and that is the Day of Judgment. So it's speaking about the Day of Judgment and the faces on that day. There are certain faces that are going to be in a state of pleasure. That's wujuhun yawmaidhin na'ima. Other faces are going to be incredibly humiliated and humbled on that day. The faces of those who have pleasure is because of their good actions, and they're going to be in the high gardens. And those people who are going to be in difficult situations, it's just because of their own failings with that regard. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Jannah and all of the great rewards that are waiting for the people in Jannah. And then he focuses on this beautiful section on some of the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his creation, like the camel, like the heavens, like the mountains, like the earth and the way they've been spread and placed and raised and all of these things. And Allah at the end, Allah Jalla fil Ula, just speaks about the fact that everybody at the end, the Prophet ﷺ has no power over them. Eventually, if they disbelieve, that's on them. They will have to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the most immense and intense punishment. Ultimately, the return is to him, and the resurrection and the accounting will be on him, Azul Jalla fil Ula. We're going to do this quite quickly. Next, Surah Al-Fajr. Fajr is obviously the dawn. And there's a few promises made on this, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah and some other things. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds of how nations have existed in the past, how they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ultimately, they all, فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادُ طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ, carried out transgression, carried out corruption, and ultimately the punishment was inflicted upon them. And so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after this reminder of the punishment that the people who came before did do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are those people, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانِ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ, that when their Lord tests them, he gives them all these blessings, they say, my Lord has blessed me. But when they are tested with the restriction in blessings, they say, my Lord has humiliated me. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that just because you have wealth doesn't mean Allah loves you, and just because Allah gives you doesn't give you or deprives you doesn't mean Allah dislikes you, a'udhu billah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about people who don't honor the orphan, don't encourage the feeding of the poor, just consumption is the only thing they're worried about, their love of wealth. Ultimately, the day will come when the earth will be destroyed and the angels will come and everybody will come, and then they wish that they had done goodness. And at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, everybody will just be given their just deserts, their just due, and then the soul of contentment will come, returning happily to its Lord, pleased, and also pleased, something that the soul that Allah is pleased with. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask it to enter His garden, Jalla fil Ula. Next is Surah Al-Balad. This is a surah that swears by, in an interpretation, or the interpretation is Makkah Mukarramah. It talks about Makkah Mukarramah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the man, he's been created in this state of incredible toil. He thinks that nobody's able to have any power over him. He spends all of this wealth thinking that nobody's watching over him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we gave him everything. The eyes and the tongue and the lips and the two ways, either the good or evil that he could have chosen, we gave him this choice. But he wasn't willing to climb the mountain. Do you know what the mountain is? It's to free the slave, or to feed people in difficulty, or the orphan, or looking after the poor who are in impoverishment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are people who believe and encourage others to patience and encourage others to mercy. And then these are the people of the right hand. And then there are people who are deprived who will enter the fire. And these are people of shu'um, which is like bad luck or bad omen. Or these are essentially who we believe, the people of the left hand. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings surah Wash-Shamsi. Okay, so Wash-Shamsi wa Duhaha speaks about the sun, and makes a promise with the sun, the moon, the day, the night, the sky, the earth, the creation of the being and the soul, that man has fujur wa taqwa, either two ways, again, that he has within himself intrinsically to go towards. Obviously, the fitrah is pulling him towards obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody who doesn't purify themselves, they are going to be losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the oppression and the disobedience of the Thamud, that ultimately what they did to the camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the she camel, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicted upon them an incredible punishment that they had no expectation of, because they didn't believe. And then we have Surah Wal-Layl. Layl is night. This is the night as it passes its shadow over the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that there's two ways. There are people who for whom everything has been made easy. And these are people who give and are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are generous and are doing all the good actions. And then there are those people who are stingy, who reject everything. These people, everything is going to be made difficult for them. Okay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's all upon us that we decide what we do. We warned you of this punishment. The evildoers will enter this punishment. Those who reject and those who turn away. And then those people who are atqa, they will be saved. And some say, I think this is a reference to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, for all the charity that he gave. And ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be completely content on that day. Then we have Surah Wadduha. Wadduha comes after a long break of revelation that the Messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't get. And it's a surah of hope, a surah of the new dawn. That even though the revelation has stopped for a while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not abandoned you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still there. He will give to you everything that will make you happy. And the ulama say this is arja ayah, the most hopeful ayah in the Quran, because nothing makes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happier than all of his ummah being entered into the garden. He was an orphan, he was protected. He was without sharia, he was given the sharia. He was in need financially, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wealth. And so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be good to the orphan, be good to the ones who come seeking, and then openly proclaim the blessings of your Lord. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surah Inshirah is about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again, about the opening of his heart. The surah come in pairs, that وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, that his mention has been elevated. And with hardship comes ease, with hardship comes ease. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, go seek your Lord and get to work. Next. I put Inshirah and Al-Duha together, the new dawn and ease of heart, because Inshirah speaks about the chest of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Next is Watini wa Zaytun wa Turi Sinin wa Hadha al-Balad al-Amin, the fig, the olive. Some say this is a reference to Jerusalem, Quds al-Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect it and destroy those who wish it evil in an evil way. Ya Allah, you know, whatever Allah decides is best, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Him to fulfill that. Then it talks about the Tur, the Sinai, it talks about Makkah Mukarramah, and then it talks about the human being. These are all the great signs and symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the earth. He's created in the best of forms. He reduced Himself to the lowest of forms by His disobedience. There are those who do good actions and believe, they will get this incredible reward, and they don't reject. There's no rejection of the Day of Judgment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wisest of all. Then it's the first revelation, Surah Iqra, Surah Alaq. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. So read, it's the revelation has come. Now it's time to start reading the revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man from this clot. Read, your Lord is the most, the pen. But there's people who are disobedient. They transgress against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They think they don't need God. They stopped the Abd from praying. Who's the Abd? Abd is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Jahl didn't let him pray. He was trying to stop him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do they not see that if they don't stop, we'll grab them by the forelock, this lying, deceitful forelock. And then he's saying, call, because Abu Jahl would say, I'm going to call my people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, call your gang. You will call the caretakers of the hellfire. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a command to prostrate to Him, Jalla fil ula. This is the first revelation. When you read this revelation, when you read this surah, you should always think, what is this? Is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is introducing Himself to the universe. Then in Surah Al-Qadr, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, the enormity of the night of power, you don't know what it is. Only Allah knows what it is. What is it? It's better than 1,000 months. Better, not just the same, better than 1,000 months. Constant descent of the angels and the ruh, which is Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salallahu alayhi wa with the permission of their Lord. It's a night of immense peace until the morning time. Next, Surah Bayyinah, the clear signs. And these are signs about the Ahlul Kitab and the Mushrikeen and the disbelievers, that the Prophet has been given this incredible book. And in it, all these signs that people have to accept, but they reject the sign, they reject the bayyinah. They've been asked to prostrate, to completely, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one God, to worship, to pray, to give zakat, but they don't. They're going to be in the fire of hell because they are the worst of people. And then the people who do good actions, they're going to be in the garden. This is their reward, heaven. Eternity, Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Him. This is because this is for those who have fear of their Lord. And Surah Zilzal, the Surah of the earthquake, the final earthquake of the Day of Judgment. When the earthquake happens, the earth will give up all its secrets. The man will be in a state of complete shock, saying, why is this happening? That day the earth will speak, because Allah will ask it to speak. On that day, every good action and every evil action will become apparent. Even an atom's weight of good will be known, and even an atom's weight of evil will be known on that day. Next, Surah Adiyat. Surah Adiyat is talking about war horses. Okay, the movement of the war horses who are striving and struggling and running at night, and then they attack. Their hooves are causing these sparks to fly, then suddenly they manage to attack in the morning, and then the dust clouds are up and they destroy every single one of the enemies. They get to the middle, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's not about the horses, it's about you. How are you in comparison to the horse? The obedient horse puts his life on the line for its master. Its existence is not as important as the existence of the master. Where is your existence with regards to the existence and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Man to his Lord is incredibly ungrateful, and everything about him testifies to this reality. He just wants money, 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 money. What about, does he not remember that he'll be raised in the grave? Everything in his heart will become apparent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, like every other day, is more knowing, but he's always knowing, but he's knowing because he's going to unleash the punishment that person deserves. Next, Surah Al-Qari'ah, which is the idea of the Qara', which is knocking on the door. This is the knocking punishment, the terrifying punishment, the striking punishment. It will come out of nowhere. وَمَا أَدْرَاكُمَ الْقَارِعَةِ. It's the people will be just flying around like moths. The mountains will be destroyed. They will become like wool. And then at that point, the one who has heavy scales is the good life. The one who has the low scales, then it's a night of lament. It's a night of fear. It's a day of immense terror and tribulation. It's a night of the boiling flame. Next, Surah Takathur, you're completely distracted by the seeking for wealth, the competition over wealth. This will carry on. The moment you'll stop is when you visit the graves. When you enter your own graves, you'll realize. Then you're going to know. Surely you're going to know. Meaning that this is the severity of the day. You're going to know for certain. You're going to see the Jahim. You're going to see it with an eye of certainty. Jahim being the fire of hell. And then you'll be asked about all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you on that day. Next, time. Surah Al-Asr, the surah of time. Talking about the time just before the Maghrib time. Okay, the time when the day is about to end. When mankind is about to finish. The last ummah is being referred to. This is the nature of time. Time is there, then it's not Ramadan. We were there, we came in first day, we were all excited, we blinked, now we're already on 29th day. Wal Asr, 28th day, 29th day, 29th. Tonight will be the 29th for those who don't follow Saudi. Wal Asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Man is just drowning in incredible loss. What is the loss? The loss is time. There is no time. The more we talk about time, we're wasting time. We need to just be people who are moving with time, using the time. What is the way to use the time? It is to believe in Allah, to do good actions, to encourage the truth, and then to be patient. Encourage each other to patience. Don't just be patient. Encourage others to be patient as well. The Sahaba would recite the surah when they would leave each other. They said, Imam Shafi'i said, if all that was revealed was this surah, it would suffice the ummah. Next. Surah Humaza Lumaza. Surah Humaza. This is about people who use their tongues to ridicule people in front of their faces, behind their backs. They just sow corruption with their tongues. They just collect all their wealth. They're just counting, counting, counting. They think their wealth will give them eternity. No, they're going to be flung into the crushing fire, the crushing Jahannam. Jahannam which will consume them, devour them, destroy them. Do you know what it is? It's the lit flame, the one upon that has knowledge, that will have an understanding of all the hearts. They'll be enclosed therein. There's no way to get out. The pillars and everything, the doors are blocked. Okay, scary surah. Surah about Jahannam, Surah about controlling your tongue. Next, Surah Fil, okay, the story of the elephant, the history that came just before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In preparation for his coming, the Kaaba was once again given that veneration. It was always venerated, but this veneration was made plain to everybody in preparation for the coming of its Prophet. What is it? That, do you know what your Lord did with the people of the elephant? He destroyed all of their plans. The birds came, the stones came, they were destroyed. Okay, next, Surah Quraysh. Quraysh is again talking about Ahlu Makkah. It says that the Ilaf, these trips that they used to do to go and do their trade caravans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to do this in the winter and the summer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then now is time to what? Give obedience and prostration and worship to the Lord of this house, the one who fed you when you were hungry and who saved you when you were in a state of fear and tribulation, and the people will look after you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Makkah. This is a surah by Makkah Mukarramah. Next surah, Ma'un. Ma'un is those people who are so stingy with their small family utensils. When somebody asks them to borrow, they say no. It's a surah of community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you see the one who rejects the day of judgment? And for this reason, he's the same person. He rebukes the orphan, tells him, get lost from me. And he doesn't encourage people to feed the poor. These are all signs of the rejection of the day of judgment. Wail. Devastation, damnation, destruction for the one who prays. What is this prayer? His prayer is heedless. He's just doing it to show off. And then when people ask him to borrow something, he doesn't give it because he's a stingy so and so. Next, Surah Kawthar. We move from stinginess to the most generous. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This surah, Sheikh Ali Hani al-Aqrabawi, if you know Arabic, 1 hour he does tafsir of this on YouTube. You can watch. Amazing tafsir. What is it? Inna a'tayna al-Kawthar. We have surely given you Kawthar, the plentiful. The plentiful, the well of Kawthar, the fountain of Kawthar. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to drink from it on the day of judgment. We ask Allah not to be deprived of that honor. Fasalli li rabbika, one hard pray to your Lord, sacrifice. You know, anyone who ridicules or rebukes the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the one who's going to be completely cut off. Next, Surah Kafirun. This surah, us and them, it's all clarified here. Okay, clash of civilization. Say, disbelievers, we don't worship what you worship. You don't worship what we worship. Once again, we are not worshippers of that which you worship. You don't worship what we worship. لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَلِيَدِينَ. To you, and us. That is kufr for you, Islam for us. Next, Surah An-Nas, the Surah of the Great Victory. Madani, suddenly, all Makki, out of nowhere, we have this Madani Surah, that when the victory of Allah comes, look at the length of the Madani. It takes a while, but it comes eventually. Victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, success. Everybody's entering into the religion now. Tasbih, hamd, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek His forgiveness. Allah is the one who accepts all the forgiveness. Next, Abu Lahab, mentioned in this surah, damned, cursed. Yes, the hands of Abu Lahab. Why? Because he said this about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tabban laka. Now Allah says, no, it's your hands that are going to be destroyed. Ya Abu Lahab, O father of the flame, because he used to have red cheeks. They used to say it as a form of praise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, these cheeks, forget the cheeks. It's about the flames of the fire. Okay, your wealth will be of no use. What you earned is of no use. You're going to taste the fire. It's going to be inflamed. It's going to be gorging you. Your wife used to carry around all these thorns and cause the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all this difficulty. She'll be wearing it as a necklace around her neck. Next, Surah Ikhlas, the Surah of Sincerity, the Surah of... Okay, I've realized. Okay, next. The Surah of the Oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Allah the one upon everything else depends. He does not beget, nor was He begotten. There is nothing like Him. The Oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba used to love this Surah. One of them, he recited it in every single prayer. They complained. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why do you recite it? He said, I love it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah loves you. Then Surah Falaq. Okay, the daybreak. The safeting of the daybreak. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the daybreak, to protect us from all of the evil that He has created. And then from the magicians and all of the people who have ill intent to us and the people of envy. And this is a surah of protection from the ma'awwidhatayn. Next, surah An-Nas, the final surah of the Quran. Say that I seek refuge from the Lord of people, the King of people, the deity of people, from the whispers of the people, that they whisper, or the whispers of the devil, and the whispers of the shayateen. That whispers in the hearts of man, min al-jinnati wa an-nas, we seek refuge from jinn and mankind. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, all praise to Allah, Lord of the worlds. What are the worlds? Min al-jinnati wa nas. The worlds are the worlds of jinn and the worlds of man. And that brings us to an end. 30 minutes. We did it. We did it. I have no idea if I have a verse to zoom in on, but that's the Quran. That's the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beginning to end. What a journey. I have no idea if anybody even listened to this. I don't know if anybody benefited. I did, because I had to read the juz. I had to read some of the tafsir. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for all our mistakes, any shortcomings we made. Maybe the translation wasn't fully on. Maybe we were rushing. Maybe we didn't do some justice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for salam and afiyah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to engulf us in His mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and our families. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be people who venerate the symbols of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us Ahlul Quran, Ashab al Quran, from the Qurra of this Ummah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us an understanding of the Quran, to be people who are walking Qurans. Every single moment is just to live and die by the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this month of Ramadan not pass us except we attain nothing but His forgiveness, nothing but salvation from the fire, His generosity, His pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send salutations upon Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from now till eternity, Ya Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the people who watched, who benefited, who didn't benefit, who thought I wasn't very, whatever you took from this and whatever you didn't take, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you and your families and just increase you in barakah and allow you to keep connecting to the Quran more and more, just learning Arabic and just keep going. Okay, this journey with the Quran, Ramadan is just the beginning. It's the first step in the journey. It's an opening. The rest of the journey is for you to take. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the journey easy. What have I chosen? Allah. Yeah, I did myself on this one. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and victory for our brothers and sisters in Gaza and Kashmir and Burma and Syria and the Uyghur Muslims and the Somali Muslims and the Sudanese Muslims and the forces of truth over the forces of darkness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people who are Hizbullah and not Hizb al-Shaytan. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahman Ar-Rahim. We ask for victory. We ask for victory. We ask for liberation. We ask for victory in this life and the hereafter. Fawz fil Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, don't deprive us. And through the barakah of those people who may watch this and say Ameen, through their Ameen, Ya Allah, accept it for all of us. And maybe those who didn't watch it, from their Ameen, accept it from all of us and from our children. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, we ask for acceptance in your court. It's been an absolute pleasure, everybody. And I think we're done. If you benefited, maybe put something in the comments. Let me know, inshallah. Otherwise, until next year, maybe. We'll see you. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.